a surprising number of people go to social media to get medical advice. And if that sounds like you, consider checking out Joelle Burvell's TikTok account. The Washington State University medical student is getting noticed on TikTok for sharing vital health information with the Black community. His videos get tens of thousands, sometimes even millions of views. Here's one on skin cancer.
But here's the thing that's important for Black communities. There's a form of melanoma called acral-lentiginous melanoma. It's one of the least common types of melanoma, but the most common in African-American and Asian communities. It's typically found on the palms, on the bottom of your foot, on your nail beds, and can be mistaken as a bruise.
I spoke with Burvell back in July, and I asked him where he got the inspiration to share medical information with the Black community.
So I actually started sharing that kind of medical information about 2 years ago, halfway through my first year of medical school, where I was actually the first Black medical student at my school. So I was already feeling like a little bit of pressure to share my experiences as a Black man in medicine. I remember reflecting on things like the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. And at the time, he was the same age as I was. And then, of course, there was the George Floyd protests, which I participated in myself. And I think all those things made me want to use my voice. And I think the moment for me that allowed me to actually use my voice came one day when I was scrolling through Instagram and saw a study posted about these devices called pulse oximeters, which measure blood oxygen saturation levels. And researchers in the study had found that those devices overestimate oxygen saturation in Black patients. So in December of 2020, I posted a video about that on TikTok.
But studies have shown that it doesn't treat all skin color equally. Because of differences in how the skin absorbs light, Black patients are more than three times as likely to have inaccurate, overestimated oxygen saturation levels compared to white patients. And that has clinical significance for COVID, since one of the main diagnostic criteria for COVID-19 is shortness of breath and low oxygen levels.
It ended up getting more than 500,000 views, and it was my first racial bias in medicine video where I specifically talked about issues that affected minority communities, particularly the Black community. And from there, I've just continued to share topics about health, the Black community, and medical history that I'm personally passionate about.
And we understand your message is getting through. Our colleagues at WHYY profiled you and pointed out that a woman saw your video on TikTok about melanoma and then had a suspicious lesion on her foot checked out. And it's a good thing she did because it was precancerous. So what are your thoughts on something like that and the kind of impact that you're having?
Yeah, sometimes it feels like I'm just sitting in my room, recording a video on my phone and just talking to no one. But whenever people like that reach out to me via direct message, or I mean, sometimes I've even been stopped in the street for people to tell me that my videos have changed the way they think about themselves or their interactions with the healthcare system. And truly, it just stops me in my tracks and it's humbling. Just a few months ago, one of my friends who's also a medical school student, she sent me their medical school syllabus, and my TikTok and Instagram were actually under their suggested resources list for the reproductive unit for understanding disparities in medicine. And so I think for me, it's just humbling to know that people are connecting with the content that I'm putting out there, that's helping patients take control of their own health, and hopefully helping future doctors as well understand how disparities come about and what we can do to mitigate them as well.
Well, what you just said leads me perfectly to this next video. This one is you explaining the way that racial bias in medicine can show up in a Lyme disease diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. Lyme disease is a bacterial infection that can be carried by ticks and cause a characteristic bullseye rash. But medical students are often taught to recognize what it looks like on white skin, not dark skin. See the difference?
And we couldn't see there, but in the video, the picture of the Black skin, that bullseye target didn't show up nearly as clearly. So when you're in medical school, taking classes and that sort of thing, are people talking about the racial discrepancies in healthcare that are starting to become so clear and obvious?
I think people are starting to talk about them more. And I think partly it's because of COVID. COVID just unearthed so many health things, specifically in Black communities, that we're lacking. And I have a whole series called Dermatology Problems on Dark and Light Skin. And it goes through things like Lyme disease and eczema and psoriasis and shows how they can look different. And people in that video in particular love that series because dermatology is very visceral. It's something you can see, you can understand, you see it on your own skin. And when you aren't able to understand something on your own skin, you worry if other people have been trained to be able to also figure out what it is. And unfortunately, in many medical schools, that's not the case. There's been studies done that show that majority of textbooks don't have darker skin tones included in the images. But I think the education has to be done in a meaningful way that doesn't also perpetuate biases. So one example I like to use is sickle cell disease. It's a red blood cell disorder, but many times in medical school, we're primed to think of sickle cell as affecting mainly Black populations, when in fact it affects so many more people than that. And the reason why is because it's people that have ancestors that were in malaria endemic areas, because sickle cell is protective against that, that get sickle cell. And that includes so much more than just Black populations. It includes any population that's in those areas. And so I think it really has to be done with nuance of understanding why these biases exist. How do we actually talk about them, about racial discrepancies? Because every single one is different. And then also, how do we educate people so that as physicians, we can really do a better job of treating patients?
You're doing all of this on TikTok, which is a place that's mostly known for where teens, you know, showing off their dance moves, or, you know, where Noodle the pug tells us if it's a bones or a no bones kind of a day, right? Like, do your instructors, Do they appreciate that you're trying to meet people where they are? Or are they kind of rolling their eyes at you and saying, like, this is not the way medicine is done?
Mm-hmm. I actually run a lot of my ideas by my supervisors, and I get a lot of ideas from them, too, about things to talk about. One of the doctors I worked with during my pediatric clinic during my third year in particular, she was absolutely incredible. And she knew I was passionate about healthcare in Black communities and would always teach me things about health disparities in the pediatric world that I otherwise would never have known about. And in turn, I would share those things on my TikTok for then hundreds of thousands of other people to also learn from. But studies show that 1 in 10 Americans actually turn to social media for their healthcare information. And so I think using an app like TikTok or Instagram or just any social media platform when it comes to talking about issues that have specifically targeted marginalized communities or communities whose stories have not been out there is important. Because many of these studies are important, but they're locked behind research paywalls. And so I think social media just allows for people to actually get access to the information that can help them take control of their own health.
Well, exactly, because if people are going to social media for health information that could affect their very lives, You better make sure they're getting good information, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your videos have been so successful that you have caught the attention of some very powerful people. People in the White House, you visited the Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, shot a few videos with him as well. What was that like?
That was truly surreal, yeah. And at first when I got the email about getting to do a TikTok with Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, I thought it was a mistake. Did not think it was meant for me at first because I really could never have imagined that I would start by posting on TikTok, would also one day be sharing health information with the Surgeon General of the United States by dancing to a song from Disney's Encanto. But Dr. Murthy does have some really, really great dance moves. So, I mean, I'm so grateful to have had this platform to spread this information, because I think the more people that hear it, the better that we can start to address these health disparities that have impacted our country for so long.
Yeah, but social media can be such a toxic, hateful place. Do you experience any of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone gets a fair share of the naysayers, of people saying, no, this isn't true, or like, stay in your lane, or you're only a medical student, why are you doing that? And I think what I try and do is I focus on the people's lives that have been positively impacted, or the physicians and the nurses and the PAs who have reached out and told me, your information has changed the way I provide care to my patients for the better. And I think those are the things that we have to do, because there will always be people that say negative things, but by focusing on the positive and seeing the changes that you are making, it keeps you going. So that's really what I focus on. I've been grateful to have so many people around me that have really shown me that this work is important, is needed, and has been missing for too long.
And as you keep going, what's next for you? What kind of doctor do you want to be?
Yeah, so right now I'm doing a research year at Johns Hopkins in orthopedic surgery. Orthopedic surgery is one of the fields that has actually the least diversity overall. I was really lucky when I was in college, I got to do an internship at Howard University Hospital with some amazing Black doctors. So for me, they inspired me so much, let me know that I could get here one day. And now I'm on this journey to be an orthopedic surgeon one day.
Well, congratulations, medical student and TikTok sensation, Joelle Burvell. You can find him on TikTok at Joelle Burvell, or go to our website, hereandnow.org. We'll link you to some of his work. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.